1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. A former nurse has been jailed for at least 3.5 years for what a judge described as opportunistic preying on women. Josh Bryant reports.
Ali Mogg was found guilty at trial of 3 counts of aggravated sexual touching and 1 count of aggravated sexual assault against 3 victims. A court heard the then nurse manipulated and abused his position of authority for his own sexual gratification in the incidents involving 2 patients and a nursing graduate. A judge described the offending as particularly insidious as he sentenced Mode to at least 3.5 years behind bars. He'll serve a maximum of 5 years, 2 months in jail. Mode maintains his innocence and the court heard he plans to appeal.
A man's been arrested over an alleged fatal hit and run in Sydney's West. A man in his 80s on a mobility scooter was struck by a car on Mulgoa Road at Penrith. He was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. Another man was taken into custody at a shopping centre nearby and is undergoing mandatory testing. The Foreign Minister has strengthened her language as Australia continues calling for a ceasefire in Lebanon and Gaza. The federal government is urging the Israeli Prime Minister to listen to the concerns of the international community. But Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a push for a 21-day ceasefire in its fight against Hezbollah. Penny Wong has told the United Nations a broader war would help no one.
War has rules. Even when confronting terrorists, even when defending borders, civilians need to be protected. But in conflicts around the world, this is not happening.
Supermarket profit margins will be in the spotlight during the second half of the Consumer Watchdog's inquiry into the grocery sector. The ACCC has handed down an interim report finding shoppers are increasingly losing trust in the industry's pricing practices. It's found poorer Australians are now spending more than 20% of their income on groceries. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the current situation isn't good enough.
Supermarkets need to do better, and indicating the ACCC's concern at what they regard as a virtual oligopoly when it comes to supermarkets. We want to make sure that supermarkets deliver value.
The governor of Florida says a powerful Category 4 storm has made landfall in the north of the US state, with 1 person already killed. The BBC's David Willis reports.
Hurricane Helene touched down on Florida's Gulf Coast, bringing with it winds of around 130 miles an hour, lashing rain, flooding streets, and leaving more than 500,000 Florida homes without power. Officials had pleaded with those in the path of the storm to heed mandatory evacuation orders and for those still sheltering in their homes to stay put. 55 million people across the southern United States are expected to feel the effects of Hurricane Helene.
Hope Sport.
Daniel Ricciardo has been officially dropped from Red Bull's second team, with his Formula One career now seemingly over. Jake Battrick reports.
The decision has been heavily rumoured for about a week, and the murmurs grew louder after an emotional Daniel Ricciardo crossed the line at the Singapore Grand Prix last weekend. The news was confirmed overnight, and the 35-year-old says it's been a wild and wonderful journey. Ricciardo won 8 races and stood on the podium 32 times from 257 starts. His best win came in 2018.
It's redemption day for Daniel Ricciardo. He wins the Monaco Grand Prix.
New Zealand young gun Liam Lawson will sit in the seat for the rest of the F1 season.
And hundreds of thousands of footy fans are soaking in the atmosphere in Melbourne following today's AFL Grand Final parade. Players are now having a captain's run on the MCG as focus shifts from Grand Final celebrations to winning tomorrow's decider.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon. Winds southeasterly at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast. Right now it's 18 degrees in the city, 17 in the west. Tomorrow a shower or two, heading to tops of 20 degrees. Sunday a high chance of showers, a top of 23. Monday a chance of showers and 22. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you could make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
In Penrith, a serious crash has Mulgoa Road closed northbound approaching Jamison Road. Heavy delays on Mulgoa Road southbound all the way back to High Street as well. And in Holroyd, an earlier crash has cleared on the M4 westbound at Burnett Street. Heavy delays remain back all the way back to Homebush Bay Drive. Make the most of Volkswagen's ultimate Amarok sale event in the Amarok Life. From $60,990, drive away with a free 5-year care plan. M September 30, T's and C's apply. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
On air, online, on your phone. Hope 103.2 is with you wherever you are.
You're listening to Hope 103.2. It's such a nice day to be indoors. Sharma here with you. And Auckland over in New Zealand has been revealed as the city with the earliest diners, with people deserting, you know, being out by 8 p.m. And I want to go into that a little bit because for me that seems very normal. It seems very reasonable. But I know in other places people eat out a lot later. We'll talk more on it after Tori Kelly. There's a shelter.
Let me provide you a light breath. I know you're alive, but you could be living. If they try to bite, then I bite back. I got everything that your life be missing. Come and share with Mama Bear, I got you, boy. Ain't nobody ever gonna touch my baby. If I have to mess somebody up, I don't play. When you got one, your blanket when it's cold, and I'll be your car beep when it snows, and if you get offbeat, I got flows. I'll be honest, keep it honest, do a promise. When you got one lifeless inside of you.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul.
It's The River on Hope 103.2, and a survey by international food magazine Chef's Pencil has revealed that Auckland is the earliest city in the world to take orders. By on average, they don't necessarily book tables past 8:30 p.m. And if it does happen on a weekend, it's a very rare thing. Australians also tend to eat early too, with an average last seating time being around 9 p.m. Whereas in London, the average is 9:45. And I can't imagine going out and eating at 9:45. I remember I went on a trip to Europe last year, and we were in Paris. It was about 5, maybe 6, just before 6 p.m. And we wanted to eat dinner, but the restaurants were all closed, or they all said, you know, come back after 7 p.m, which I thought was so strange, because at that point, you know, you're getting ready to have your late night snack before you go to bed, you know, but people are out here going out and eating. And I want to know from you what the average time you prefer is. 0848402020 or 1300402020. When you're making a reservation for dinner, what time do you go for?
Just sit back, relax, enjoy your while you still. you're looking away. There are things you can do, man. There's things you can say to the ones you with whom you're spending the day. And it's your gaze out tomorrow. Now come on, man. Be good. You can be better than that. The living get the better of you. What can be better than that? Life's not about what's better than. You can be better than that. The living get the better of you.
These days my heart's always on the run. These days the world's spinning out of control. Ooh. These days are fast and they're furious. Feels like the worst is ahead of us. Hard to feel at home, but I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. Just needs the hope that's inside of us. Ooh. Ooh. What if it's more than a destiny? What if we're part of a masterpiece? Ooh. Ooh. Until our Father brings us home.
Jeremy Camp these days on Hope 1032 and 0448 40 2020. Send me a text or 1300 40 2020. Give me a call. When you go out for dinner, what time is your reservation for? Because Auckland has been revealed to be the city with the earliest eaters. No reservations, or really any reservations, are made after 8:30 p.m., which honestly, I agree with that. I am a 6 p.m. girly. That is the perfect time to have a reservation for. If it has to be around 6 p.m., it will be 5:30 or 6:30, any later, and I get a little bit lazy. But I want to hear from you, 0448 40 2020. What is your perfect reservation time?
Sydney's Hope 1032.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 1032 looks like you have spring fever.
Everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
In Penrith, a serious accident has Mulgoa Road closed northbound approaching Jamison Road. Heavy delays on Mulgoa Road southbound all the way back to High Street there as well. In Holroyd, a multi-car crash has cleared from the M4 westbound at Burnett Street. Heavy delays back to Homebush Bay Drive. Normanhurst, a three-car crash southbound on Pennant Hills Road just past Edwards Road. And in Camperdown, there's a truck breakdown on Broadway past City Road. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
What do you do when you receive a malicious email, an angry phone call, or on the receiving end of an abusive dialogue? Most of us attempted to react directly and immediately. We want to defend ourselves, to even hit back and score some points of our own. Or if we're a different sort of person, we may just suffer in silence, assuming all the bad things said about us are true. Neither response is helpful. It's best to let things cool down a bit before responding. Words said in haste or anger are rarely constructive. Such words can't be unsaid despite sincere apologies. Launching a counterattack simply adds fuel to the fire. Lots of heat, but very little light. Taking a deep breath before responding doesn't mean being a doormat, doesn't mean burying the issue. We choose to let what really matters come to the surface instead of hitting out wildly. It means we choose to respond rather than react. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out the sun.
Hope 103.2.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
Here on Hope Drive, Sharma with you, and it's 4:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. Farmers say a recent report by the Consumer Watchdog into supermarket operations highlights the need for tougher restrictions on retailers. The ACCC has released its interim report into supermarkets, finding the market dominance of Coles and Woolworths has grown in recent years. It also found suppliers are often forced to sell their produce at a loss. A former nurse has been sentenced to at least 3.5 years jail for what a judge called opportunistic preying on women. Ali Mod was found guilty of 3 counts of aggravated sexual touching and 1 count of aggravated sexual assault against 2 patients and a nursing student. The 44-year-old maintains his innocence and plans to appeal the verdict. A parliamentary inquiry into last year's Optus outage is recommending new rules to improve the accountability of telcos. Millions of Australians were affected when the provider went down for 12 hours in November. The probe is also urging the federal government to treat telcos as providers of critical infrastructure. The Israeli Prime Minister has told the country's military to continue fighting with full force against the armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon. This is despite calls from the US and other allies, including Australia, for an immediate 21-day ceasefire. And the governor of Florida says Hurricane Helene has made landfall in the US of the state, the north of the state, with one person already killed. Several roads are underwater and some areas have been seen a storm surge of 2.7 metres. Helene has now been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it moves further inland to Georgia. And in sport, the NRL's preliminary finals gets underway tonight with the Storm taking on the Roosters in Melbourne. Sharma, I'll have more news at 5.
Thanks, Sarah. And Oasis are set to embark on their reunion tour early next year. And with that has come some good news for Australian fans. We'll talk more on that next.
Hey, it's Laura. Join me on Undistracted this week, talking about what happens when we die. How do our beliefs about eternity affect the way we live? Former Buddhist, now Christian pastor Steve Kang shares the impact of his own near-death experience.
It changed me forever. It ruined me. My aspirations for worldly success went down the drain. Like, I was on my way to become an attorney. A lot of my friends are, and none of it mattered anymore. And for me, it destroyed the fear of death, darkness, demons, punishment, condemnation, the fear of other people. The Word of God says His perfect love casts out all fear.
Listen to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Family.
Hope 1032.
Let's go. I've been chasing counterfeits and trying to find a fix, but all that I was missing was you.
My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Some would say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do.
My back. Let's go.
We go to the early, break of dawn. We wear our pleases that we never want before.
Empire of the Sun, that one's changes on Hope 103.2. And exciting news for those of you who are fans of the band Oasis. A couple of weeks ago, it was revealed that they're coming back together and going on tour over in the UK. And now it's reported that Oasis are set to bring their reunion tour to Australia in 2025. This will be in Sydney and Melbourne, supposedly. I'm super stoked because I wasn't very, like, while I do enjoy Oasis's music, I wasn't, you know, trying to buy tickets to go see them in London, but I would consider seeing them in Sydney. Oh, so, so good. A good day to be a music fan.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Is it a smile, a warmth, a lifetime of memories, or one unforgettable moment? How do you capture the life of a loved one in a funeral service? At station sponsor Miller Superior Funerals, we take the time to understand what made your loved one so special to you and help you commemorate and celebrate them with dignity. Whether you're planning a funeral for your loved one or pre-planning your own funeral, visit millersuperior.com.au for funerals conducted with dignity.
Hi, James Treble here for Planet Ark. Around half the waste created by business ends up in landfill, which means Australian businesses are throwing away money on poor waste management and missing out on all of the benefits of recycling, like gaining a competitive edge and happier staff. But Planet Ark can help you make the business case for less waste with free information and resources. Go to businessrecycling.com.au or call the hotline on 1300 763 768.
In Penrith, a serious accident has Mulgoa Road closed northbound, approaching Jamison Road. Heavy delays on Mulgoa Road southbound all the way back to High Street there as well. In Hull Road, a multi-car crash has cleared from the M4 westbound at Burnett Street. Heavy delays back to Homebush Bay Drive. Normanhurst, a three-car crash southbound on Pennant Hills Road, just past Edwards Road. And in Camperdown, there's a truck breakdown on Broadway past City Road. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Show you, baby, we're not that gone. Hope 103.2.
How was I to know? It's a crazy thing. I showed you my hand, and you still let me win. And who was I to say that this was meant to be? The road that was broken brought us together. Could fall for a thousand kings and hearts that would give you a diamond ring. When I fall, you see the best in me, the Joker and the Queen.
I've been played before. If you hadn't, so I kept my cards close to my foolproof vest. But you called my bluff and saw through all my tells. And then you went all in and we left together. And I know you think that what makes a king, a palace and diamond rings. When I fall, you see the best in me, the Joker and the Queen.
That encourage you through the day, plus the ones you know and love. Hope 103.2.
Show your
Hope 1032.
Hope 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Widdersane. Farmers say a recent report by the consumer watchdog into supermarket operations highlights the need for tougher restrictions on the retailers. The ACCC has released its interim report into supermarkets, finding the market dominance of Coles and Woolworths has grown in recent years. It's also found suppliers are often forced to sell their produce at a loss. New South Wales Farmers Association spokesman Sam Miller says urgent action needs to be taken.
Properly enforced is what we're looking for. We are looking for a mandatory food and grocery code of conduct with meaningful penalties that can be monitored and enforced, a truly independent dispute resolution process.
A parliamentary inquiry has found Optus failed to provide honest and credible information during last year's major outage. 10 million Optus customers across Australia were affected when the provider went down for 12 hours in November. Those impacted, including major banks and healthcare providers. The outage also prevented nearly 3,000 000 calls being made. The inquiry's report has made 7 recommendations, including a mandatory communication plan and fairer compensation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling on his Israeli counterpart to listen to the calls from the international community and commit to a ceasefire. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected growing demands for de-escalation in Lebanon, pledging to carry out full-force attacks against Hezbollah. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the calls from across the world for an immediate ceasefire are loud and clear.
We are very concerned, and the world is concerned, about the escalation that is continuing here and the consequences for it.
Speaking to the UN Security Council, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says Lebanon cannot become the next Gaza and urged the international community to work together towards lasting peace. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Hurricane Helene has made landfall in northern Florida with lashing winds and a potentially huge storm surge. Numerous roads are under